Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Zuber. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Zuber. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, George Case. Batting second, the center fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Pat Sierra. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metkovich moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming fields it and throws to second for the out. Metkovich scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case takes first base on ball four. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wagner settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wagner. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Woodling steals second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling who is chasing the ball. DiMaggio reaches third base with a triple. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Pesky applying the tag. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Don Black. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Case takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Lemon now pitching. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zuber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0 for 1 in the game. Zuber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Metkovich steals second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Metkovich steals home. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Zuber, and towards Pesky, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Woodling. York reaches second base with a double. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. York moves to third. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to home to get York. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Case hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber is 0-for-2 in the game. Zuber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zuber for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Culberson now playing center field. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-3 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.